The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley-Davidson North, I-29 in Tiffany Springs. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
Coach Self's teams are never going to beat themselves. And they're always going to have talented players. But when any team's at their best is when they know exactly the roles of everybody, and it looks like they've really settled in on who's doing what and how.
They could go, you know, basically 7 or 8 starters, so they're all good. Their quartet on the perimeter can all go get their own shot and can stretch it and, you know, can score off 2 feet. That means they can go late clock and go create on their own.
And now, back in the land of black hoodies, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio. 810 WHB. Great to be back home in Kansas City. Not quite as warm. When Todd Lebo, Ali Trost, and myself stepped off the plane in KC. Still good to be home. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing like a welcome home to a nice, relaxing 61-mile-an-hour drive from the airport to your house with Todd Lebo behind the wheels.
Hands at 10-2, yes.
10-2, 55, stay alive. Slow and steady wins the race. Doesn't matter that it's late. We're going to get there eventually. Right?
Yep.
Good times.
And what?
It's just what it does, a drive from the airport with Todd Lebo at 58 miles an hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. What it will do for you is it gives you more time to enjoy Todd flipping through the radio stations.
Todd Lebo.
When you stopped off at the at a restaurant, did he go, "Oh, got a wobbler here"? take the coaster, fold it in half, and put it under the. There you go.
We know his better half, the lovely Denise, mm-hmm. fine woman, school teacher, just purest of heart, charitable, obviously married Todd. We know how wonderful she is, but I will say this again: wonderful woman. Never, ever am I hoping to ride in a car with her. Mm. Because I really did wonder if I was going to make it back on the calendar day of Thursday to my house at the rate Todd was driving. And Todd told me, you know, my wife thinks I drive like a maniac.
Wow.
Mrs. Lebo may be driving a team of mules and a wagon if Todd was a maniac.
Slow down there, so, Mr. 55 miles an hour.
You moving like a bat out of hell over there. I kid, it wasn't that bad. I'm exaggerating. He is right at the speed limit, though, man. He's not stealing the extra 5 that most people think the police will give you. Oh, no.
Nope.
No, not Todd. And you're like, oh, well, you were flying, you know, would you have a couple of, you know, beers or, you know, no, Todd had no beverages of any kind. So it wasn't like he's like, I'm fine, but no, just Mr. Safety first. And listen, my family thanks him because I was home safely.
You know how fast you were going? 7.
Yes.
You were going 7.
Yes. Tommy boy, he is not. But there's some truth in that statement. But I will tell you this. It is always fun riding with Lebo because Lebo's a great guy. So the conversation's always good.
Oh, yeah.
But I just every now and then would look over the speedometer, and I'm like, he is just not going to speed, is he? At any point.
As a general.
It's 11:30 at night. You know, we're one of a handful of cars on the road. And he is not going to do it. So I'm impressed.
That's just a general theme of his life, though. Just never seems to get flustered. You know, heart rate. I think his heart rate must be like 40.
Oh no! There
are moments when it goes up, but for the most part, he's just kind of like, yeah, it's good. I'm driving. It's cool. Be fine.
That is true. That is true. That is generally Lebo. But it may shock you. One time, I may have angered Lebo to the point that his heart rate went up because he was mad at me. Stunning. I know. Stunning to think that I could have that effect on somebody. But it might be true. And it may have just happened in Miami, Florida 3 weeks ago. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
That's all. Now, listen, we get back from Surprise, Arizona. First of all, thanks to all the PR staff and everything that helped us out. And thanks to Todd and Allie. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to find two harder working people that are more fun to go and work and then hang out and have dinner. You know, basically eating three meals a day every day with people that could get on your nerves. And I'm sure that they were ready to get rid of me, but I can tell you that not one time was I like, oh, God, enough of Lebo, enough of Allie. Great, great work, and I hope everyone on social media really enjoyed what Allie did because it was unbelievable the quantity of stuff that she was able to put up there. Well, so just an attaboy to both Todd and Allie, who did phenomenal work while we were in Surprise.
Well, you won't do it, but I will. All three of you guys were fantastic this week. That's one of the best weeks of spring training coverage I've been a part of. So tip of the cap to all three of you because you had to sit there and anchor the whole thing and – I thought all three of you did fantastic work. Proud of the station this week.
Well, you're a kind man. I appreciate it. But I'm going to tell you what, it's pretty easy. And you, and I said this yesterday, I'll repeat it, you and Jed back there, people don't understand how long you guys are at the ready back there. And then, okay, we're going to get him. No, we're going to get him. Hey, quick, where's he from? What was it? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a labor of love and,
for sure.
And one we love doing, no doubt. So, we got a lot to get to today. We're on the road. We're at one of our favorite places, Hen House, and a coming together of two of our great sponsors. We like to think of them as partners here at Sports Radio 810 WHB, two great local companies. Hen House, almost 100 years, has been your market. And, of course, we're at another location today in Lenexa. 15,000, it's 15000 or 15000. However you want to – what is the cool way to say that when it's an even number?
15,000, I think, usually. People say 15,000 right? West 87th or something like that.
Because it – yeah. I don't know how it works, but I don't know the cool way to say it. But it's 15,000 or 15000 West 87th Street Parkway. Did you know it's a parkway and a street?
I didn't.
Am I the only one? Is this a Lenexa thing?
Could be. You're right across from one of my favorite spots.
What is that, the Walgreens?
Sarco Par Trails
Park. Go to get your
pain
pills. The what?
Sarco Par Trails Park. Home of the best lighted tree, the Christmas lights around the pond there. Home of the Lenexa barbecue every year. Fantastic event. And then in around December, the wonderful Christmas lights, and you can walk around the lake and see the lights shining off the lake. It's a fantastic picture. So it's one of the unknown gems. It's becoming less unknown as we go along here. One of the great little gems. If you're in that area around Christmas time, do not miss the trees at Sarco Park Trails Park. Yeah,
best way to keep a secret. Broadcast it on the radio.
Yep, it's
a great place that not many people know about. Yeah. Blurt it out now.
Well, it doesn't have to be a secret to be great. I mean, more people should be able to go out and see it.
Well, unless you don't want to stand in line or wait in line to do it.
They're all 24 hours a day. You can walk around. This year I went Christmas Eve at about 2 a.m. and thought, oh, this is fantastic. Still looks wonderful.
That's not creepy at all.
Just walking up. There were like a half a dozen people still there. There was two guys sitting there chatting up and a family, a mom and dad, and a couple of kids. I'm like, this is kind of late for this kid, isn't
it?
But
did the two guys that were having a chat, were they talking and referring to things and measurements of grams?
No. Actually, they were having a kind of animated about some friends. And they were sitting, amazingly enough, if Pete's listening, they were sitting on the Lynn Enoch bench, which is there's a bench out there right by the lake that has dedicated to Lynn Enoch, and they were sitting on that bench.
That's awesome. Yep. That is very cool. Yes, Lenexa. The town that Pete Enick built.
Yep.
I believe. Really would be more accurate, and hence the bench that his beautiful wife, Lynn Enick, built.
Yes.
Yes, I would give her much more credit than I would Pete. And
so would Pete.
Yes. He would be happy to throw that kind of credit around as well. Well, we are here, and, of course, the other great partner, CBD American Shaman, 30% off all day today. It's like we're at a CBD American Shaman store today. We're not, but it's like we are. 30% off on all CBD American Shaman products at all CBD American Shamans. If you can hear me, get to CBD American Shaman and save 30% on all products. So whether that's something for your dog, your cat, your horse, of course, they've got all kinds of great pet products. If you got a pet that's getting up there in years, having a hard time getting around, a lot of folks have had their pets just get a lot of great relief, just be a lot friskier and healthier and move around a lot better with some of their great products. And, of course, yes, great products for you, the individual. You hear Tim, you hear Frank talk about it. I, myself, the cream on my shoulder, no pain in my shoulder. I'm happy to report. And something that was a problem, even like just like sleeping on it sometimes. And I just put the cream on and no pain. Customers have had great results with pain, anxiety, inflammation, depression, PTSD, nausea, insomnia. It's the highest quality full-spectrum cannabidiol on the market. Now until 6, 30% off everything in the listening area. Their state-of-the-art nanotechnology increases the absorption and delivery time of the CBD to your bloodstream, which gives you faster and more complete relief from these different things that I just rattled off there. Highest quality. Don't be fooled. There are a lot of people out there putting the letters C, B, and D around and on something and saying, oh, yeah, here it is, CBD. CBD American Shaman is the highest quality. Two doctors on staff, third-party lab tested, grown, processed, extracted right here in the United States of America. Their warehouse is right here in Kansas City. And here today, you can come check out their new sparkling waters. They are for sale at all your neighborhood hen houses. Two wonderful flavors, two refreshing flavors, sparkling coconut water with grapefruit, and sparkling watermelon juice with strawberry lime. You can come check it out here at the Hen House in Lenexa, 15 87th Street, 15,000 West 87th Street. That is where we are here in Lenexa, Kansas. Come on by and check it out for yourself, and then you can make a purchase. But you can sample it for free. And, of course, it's got that CBD in it, which is great for just overall health, just a great anti-inflammatory, just does so many things. Full spectrum nano hemp oil is right there in it. And very soon, and I actually got a preview, which I'm going to try. They're going to have the new sparkling teas as well. So I'm looking forward to giving one of those a try. I'll let you know what I think when I give that a try. So come on out. We'll be here. You can't miss us. You come in the store, take a right. You'll see us here in their eating, in their dining area. And so come on by and say hello. We've got Mavericks tickets. We've got golf show tickets. Is that right? Car show. Car show tickets. You can, yeah, I mean, wear a golf shirt if you want. But it's a car show. It's a car show is what it is. So we've got an opportunity for you to go to that. The auto show coming March 4th to the 8th at Bartle Hall. Go to kcautoshow.com for more details. But we've got passes for you. And we've got Mavericks tickets. To go see the Mavs. So the Mavericks are, we've got how many? 29th and the March 8th. 29th, there it is, February 29th and March 8th. I can read, folks, if you're wondering what took me so long, just not that fast. Hence, the last line I read actually had the date. So we got Maverick tickets for the 29th and the 8th while they last. Come say hello to us. We are at Hen House. I want to start. We always like the feedback with the listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a letter I received. I'll give you the gentleman's name here in a little bit. But, you know, not a lot of times, you know, we don't, you know, it's all texts and tweets. You can tweet at me, at Seren Petro. I got the Twitter open and try to keep up on that. You can reach out. But, you know, a nice typed letter, old school style, and then emailed, of course, with no return address because, you know, you don't want really course. I mean, why would you give me a return address where I could you know, respond with a letter back.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a reason to not put a return address on there, do you think?
That it was something mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Mean? Yeah, could be. You guys haven't heard this letter, so you're fishing.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking.
I saved this for on the radio so we could get a genuine reaction, because I think it's a wonderful lesson in where we are as people and as adults today. So no return address. I got this thoughtful letter. It says, Mr. Petro, I'd appreciate it very much if you would stop informing your radio audience. It is in the Chiefs' best interest to part ways with Chris Jones. DL. So defensive lineman, I think. Mr. Jones, in my opinion, is the best Chiefs defensive player, even better than Clark and Matthew. Mr. Jones and his three knockdowns of Jimmy G passes in the Super Bowl were a significant reason the Chiefs were able to defeat the 49ers. Mr. Jones led the Chiefs in sacks for the 2019 season with 9 sacks despite missing 3 games due to an injury. What you need to do is try and convince the Chiefs to keep Jones, to go along with Clark and Matthew, and then fill in the other defensive spots as good as possible. The Chiefs minus Jones would have a below-average defense, in my opinion. With Jones, they can win another Super Bowl. I've heard you state on several occasions the Chiefs should part ways with Jones and that you would be happy with Saunders, Pinnell, and Nadi. You can't be serious. When you keep talking about parting ways with Chris Jones, you are giving the Chiefs an excuse for doing just that. There is a way to keep Mahomes and Jones for the future, despite your constant negativity surrounding keeping Chris Jones. You don't just, quote, part, quote, ways with a player of Jones' considerable ability, especially since he will only be age 26 for the upcoming 2020 season. You should be using your influence to convince the Chiefs to keep Chris Jones. I don't have an address to reply to, but fortunately it is signed. Sincerely, Mr. Anonymous, Chiefs fan. So I do at least have the knowledge of who it is that is reaching out to me.
It's Mr. Anonymous.
I need to get an old school phone book, go to the A's, and see who is from the Anonymous family.
His name is right? Jeff Anonymous.
Yeah. So this is what I find interesting about this is the inability of us as a culture, or at least a society in this country, to listen. And an inability for us as a culture or a society to process information. And without a doubt, a definite problem to process information that may or may not be true, may or may not be just an opinion, may or may not be facts, but isn't what we want to hear. We have lost the ability to handle information that isn't exactly what we want to hear. If somebody doesn't come up and tell me that I'm thin and couldn't possibly weigh a pound over 175 pounds, I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to throw a fit, and I'm not going to work because I can't handle that kind of talk around me. I want someone to tell me I'm skinny. That's basically what we've become as a society. Well, Mr. Anonymous, let me tell you, and we'll take a break, and I'll come back, and I'll touch on a couple of things on the subject. Mr. Anonymous, I will tell you that I can't help you. I can't help you in a lot of ways because, one, either you've confused me with someone who has said all of these things, or number two, you've confused me with somebody who is part of a mob and just wants to act like the world will be what I want it to be without me making any effort to do it. That I think I can just say this is what I want, and therefore that's what it will be. Listen, I don't fault you completely, as many of our politicians, right, and much of our media as well, have told you the things you want to hear, regardless of it being true or factual or not. It's what you want to hear, so they tell it to you to get what they want. And society, unfortunately, has started to think that that actually achieves success by doing that. It doesn't. I can't help you out because I didn't say these things, number one. And number two, I'm not a moron, right? And I can handle reality. So I'll give you a couple of nuggets when we come back. 913-3810-810. We'll talk a little Chiefs football. We'll talk some NFL football. 17 games being talked about a lot. Two more playoff teams. Oh, whatever will we do? I don't understand how everybody loves football so damn much. They can't stop telling me how much they love football. And the moment the league goes out and gives them more football, they have a pity party. And they're upset. I love my football. I want more football. Oh, you know what? How about another week? Oh, God, no. No. Well, how would you have us give you more football? You didn't watch the AAF. The ratings went way down in the XFL, so it appears that you want more NFL football. But when the NFL tries to give you more NFL football, then you get upset for some reason. I don't understand it. What the hell is going to make you happy? I don't get it. I really don't. 913-3810-810. We begin there. We're at Hen House. CBD American Shaman is letting you sample their wonderful sparkling waters. You can do it right now at the Hen House I'm located at. 15000, that's 15,000 West 87th Street, inside the Hen House. All the Hen Houses have the CBD American Shaman Sparkling Waters, two great flavors for you to try. And, of course, while we are on the air, until 6 o'clock, save 30% on everything. All the products at CBD American Shaman at every location here in the metro area. It's good right now. It's CBD American Shaman.
The program with Soren Petro.
Does anybody out there have any questions?
Why are you so stupid?
Oh, that's a good question. Anybody else have any questions?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're listening to the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you. We are on the road today as we have joined forces with our friends at CBD American Shaman and, of course, our great Hen House Shops. Two great friends of the program and Sports Radio 810 WHB. Two great local companies. You can come out and sample the wonderful sparkling waters. Two great flavors for you to try here. The sparkling coconut water with grapefruit and the sparkling watermelon juice with strawberry lime. Great, great flavors. You can check it out. And, of course, they come with infused with the full spectrum nano hemp oil, which is just something that is good for overall wellness and health. And, of course, the CBD American Shamans all over the metro in honor of the taste test are offering you 30% off. So if you need to stock up on any of your products, this is a great time. Save 30% on everything in the store at CBD American Shaman now until 6 o'clock. Tomorrow here at this Hen House, you can join the team as they will be having games, raffles, entertainment, CBD education right here at Hen House here at 15000 West 87th Street. And come check out. Ask any questions you've got if you want to know what it can do. We've also got our great Super Bowl championship magazine. So if you want a great collector's item, that don't cost nothing. So you can come down and grab one of those and take it. Just a great souvenir, a great way to remember the Chiefs' phenomenal season. 913-3810-810, the number. Hit me up on Twitter at Soren Petro, S-O-R-E-N-P-E-T-R-O. That is how you go about doing such. Let's talk about this. So the letter, here's my point on the letter. It's like I've never said get rid of Chris Jones. I just don't tell you, yes, he absolutely can be kept under any circumstances, and the Chiefs are lying to you if they say otherwise. That's what you get too much today in society. People telling you things that just aren't truths. People not willing to actually take the time to say, okay, what is really going on? What is really happening here? And the reality is you've got a big contract to give to Patrick Mahomes that you are absolutely, that is priority number one. And just saying there's a way, and I need to go ahead, what is the way, Mr. Anonymous? What is the way? This is a coward's letter is what it is. Or you'd attach your name to it, for crying out loud. And thankfully this program is listened to by many, many people that call in and give their name or hit me up on the Twitter with their name, or at least their handle. And they stand by their statements, and sometimes they get grief from other listeners here. But they're at least an adult about it. Look, saying there is a way and that I should do it, show me the way. Show me the mathematical way to make the salary cap work. Now, I'm not going to tell you I'm a capologist or I'm an expert, but I think I follow it closer than the average Joe. I think I follow it closer than most people in the media. I think a lot of folks don't want to have anything to do with it, to get in and actually go through and look at the math and the numbers and say, okay, it's what it means here. Well, there's a way, right? Everybody just says there's a way. Well, they were this. Listen, they've got one of the smallest amounts of money under the cap, and they've got a lot of players. I absolutely want. Let me state it for the 1,000,000th time. I want Chris Jones on this football team. Absolutely. In a perfect world, he would be on this team. But I also understand that there are limits in a cap. And so if I were to sit here, and trust me, there's probably plenty of people. There are plenty of people for years that have just told you the cap doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they didn't want to take the time to actually look at the salary cap. So they'd blow smoke straight up your rear end and just tell you anything was possible when it wasn't, to then villainize the team for not doing what they said was possible when it was never possible. I will never, ever do that. Number one, I understand the job of Brett Veach is hard, of Dayton Moore is hard. That owning a team, there are limits to resources. They are not unlimited. And so tell me how you're going to put a $21 million peg into a $16.5 million hole. Oh, by the way, with a $40 million per year contract on Patrick Mahomes lurking out there. It's coming. It's going to be there. And so here we go. Like, you give me who you want to sign, and I'll tell you who you got to cut, who you got to renegotiate, and what the penalty will be on down the road. And that's the thing is, well, just sign him. Do whatever it takes. And then 2 years from now, when there's literally nobody playing linebacker, terrible players in the secondary, you don't have Fuller, you don't have Breland, you don't have Mahomes, or we know that's going to happen. You don't have Watkins. You don't have Robinson. And Tyreek Hill goes down, and Travis Kelce gets old and isn't the player that he used to be. And you look around and go, well, this team sucks. I mean, why aren't they better? They blew it. Chris Jones is a valuable piece, but he doesn't count six players. And in reality, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to make a move of either cutting several players or not signing several players or both. And that's what I give you the reality of it. If you can't handle it, Mr. Anonymous, if you can't get your arms around the reality of what has to take place for Chris Jones to be here, that's your problem, sir. Then go bitch away. But I will never just do intro to Sports Talk Radio. I've said it. We may not be a 500-level course, but we sure as hell are not going to be 100-level. All right? Can Chris Jones be on this team? He can. But you're talking about walking on Bashaud Breland, Fuller, Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, Damian Wilson, perhaps Damian Williams. I mean, I can carve out the money to get Chris Jones signed, right, to the kind of contract mm-hmm. that I believe he will ask for and has already asked for. But I'm going to tell you that the pain is severe, and it may be worse. The team that you create and cutting all the players, not re-signing all the players it will take to open up that room, would make the Chiefs worse. What do you want? Do you want to root for Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes to have a catch on Sundays? Or do you want to root for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs to go win playoff games? I vote Chiefs in playoff games. That may not be a scenario that is one that works together. It may be mutually exclusive. Chris Jones can get paid like Aaron Donald, and the Chiefs can win playoff games. They just might not be able to do it at the same time. They just might not be able to do it together. I'm just giving you reality. If you can't take it, I bid you adieu, Mr. Anonymous.
Bye-bye.
Right? I mean, I don't understand why. Have I ever said I don't want Chris Jones on this
no.
team?
No. You mentioned that early on. It's everyone, or you're saying he's not.
I think there isn't a Chiefs fan who wouldn't love to have him back, and for a long time. But, I mean, I'd love to have every great player in the NFL on my team. You can't do that.
I mean, I hate to bring it back to you know, politics, but I think it's the most obvious one. We want the strongest military in the world, the best roads on earth, the best school systems, the best health care, and I want to be taxed at less than 1%. That's what I want. I want all of that. Less than 1% total tax, with the best roads, the best schools, the best military, the best health care, and I basically don't want to pay for it. It's what I want. There are plenty of dumbasses that will tell you it can be achieved. I'm here to tell you it can't, right? But it doesn't mean I'm against any of those things if I tell you I can't do it for less than 1% tax.
Yeah.
Right? I want Chris Jones, and I want Patrick Mahomes, and I want Super Bowl wins. But I don't know that you can make the math work. And that's the problem. People can't take being told no. They can't take being told no. Hey, I want Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes. No. Well, I don't like hearing that. Well, I just don't think it can happen. I want it too. You know what else I want? I want Jalen Ramsey on this team as well. And I want Julio Jones on this team as well. I want all these things. But it can't happen. Right? They can't make it all fit. You know, grow up, for God's sake. Act like it's not your first year rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs under a salary cap, for God's sake. You know, if Chris Jones has to go, you slap him on the back and you say, hey, great job, man. It was awesome, and I'm so happy that we won a Super Bowl going out the door. And you know what? Congratulations. You're going to go play for the Houston Texans. You're going to go play for the wherever it might be, and you're going to make a boatload of money, and we wish you the best every single Sunday except for when you play the Chiefs.
And if he
that
goes,
is the game.
And if he goes somewhere and becomes an all pro for 5 years, hey, I mean, great. You know, that's just the price you have to pay to keep the best quarterback in the game sometimes and other things.
This to me is the riddle of the salary cap. This is what it takes to go win. This is what you have to do to build a championship team, is you've got to make some tough choices. I tell you that because I don't want you yelling at Brett Veach like Brett Veach just was a lazy ass and didn't even try to sign Chris Jones. Not true. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs had contract conversations with Chris Jones. And here's the other thing. Where's the Chris Jones part of the equation? He wants to stay in Kansas City. I'm sure the Chiefs would be thrilled to pay him $10 million a year for 6 years. I guarantee you they would sign him right now to a 6-year, $60 million deal. It's roughly half of what he can get in free agency, but they would absolutely give him that money. So why is Chris Jones being such a jerk? $60 million is more than I'll ever make. Oh, wait, he's not being a jerk because there are 31 teams that'll give him $100 million. Oh, you mean it's just big boy time? Put your big boy pants on, for God's sake, and just understand the economics. I welcome you, Mr. Anonymous, to listening to the program for the first time, because you clearly haven't listened to this program much. If you actually think I'm just going to blow smoke up your rear end like it's a fairy tale and you can just keep everybody, it doesn't work that way. So if you want to know how it really works, stay tuned right here. If you want to hear fantasies, find them. I don't know where they are. I don't know where they are, but it must be out there somewhere. 913-3-810-810. 17 games. Good or bad for the Chiefs? Like, we know it's out there. They want to make more money overall as a league. Is it good or bad for the Kansas City Chiefs to play 17 games?
Good.
Why?
Because
I haven't decided yet. I'm intrigued by this. I'm open to all possibilities.
My initial thought is the more games a team plays, the more likely the best team is going to win that game. And that would be my thought. If the Chiefs are a 75% favorite in each game they play, are generally, or you know, not that,
right.
I guess not that big, but to me the fewer games there are, the more likely there is that the best team won't have the best record. The more games there are, the more likely that the best team is going to have the best record, and they'll have it'll increase their odds of having the one seed, which should be now worth much more than it was before.
I like that. I do agree. Like, we talk about shot volume with a guy like Roy Williams in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. If you think you got more talent,
yeah.
If you think, you know, then what you have to do is get more possessions so that you have a better opportunity of taking advantage of that talent.
Why did everyone think the Titans' game plan against the Chiefs in the championship game was going to be to run the ball and shorten the clock? Have fewer possessions the Chiefs have, the better chance are the Titans have a winning. That happens. That's game to game as well.
I do. I do think from that standpoint, and I also think on neutral field, if that's the direction, and it seems like there's a lot of momentum that the 17th game, it'd be some, wherever it falls in the season, it's not always going to be week 17, but the extra game would be on a neutral field. And I think that bodes well for the Chiefs also.
Yep.
I mean, if you're the better team, you're more likely to win on a neutral field, right?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. I actually think, listen, is there an extra, what is it, Curtis, what a 16th would be? What's 6.75%, whatever. Mm-hmm. 6.125, that's right. Percent chance of injury. Because that's right. How much more of a game you have, and there's no doubt you put a lot more into it than you would a preseason game. I get it. Listen, I can't hate it, though. I miss the NFL already. I miss Chiefs football already. And to get an extra game that means something, I'm all for it. The preseason games are just painful to wait through. And whether you start the season a week earlier because that fourth preseason game is gone, so the season starts at the end of August, or you're just going a week later, I don't care. I don't get the consternation. I really don't. And I've heard it from people I respect. I don't get where there is any negativity to this. You know, the only negativity that's here is it's more wear and tear on the players. But if they sign up for it, if we're truly worried about their health, let's back it down to 10 games. Right?
Like, yeah.
Oh, we're already at 16, so that's good. I think it's just simply, I think most everybody that you hear complain about adding to it, adding to the season, would simply are simply saying that because it's different and they've never seen it before. That's all. 913-3810-810. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Ryan. You're in the program, Ryan. What's going on?
Oh, not much. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
It's kind of off subject, but it's about Mahomes and the Chiefs. We talk so much, everybody, and you guys talk plenty about all the teams that passed him up in the draft. If one of those teams had taken him under a different coach, do you think we'd be talking about Mahomes as being a good player in the NFL, or would we be talking about Mahomes' legacy like we are now because he seemingly got the perfect fit under Andy Reid when the Chiefs drafted him?
I think it's a good question. Like, basically what you're asking, and I appreciate the call, Ryan, is how much of it's Patrick Mahomes, how much of it's Andy Reid, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. And it's not a 55%, 45%. It's not that kind of equation. Patrick Mahomes is a great player. Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback. Patrick Mahomes exhibited tremendous, incredible skill at Texas Tech, a willingness to fight, a passion to win, to compete, to do everything he possibly can. He did all those things at Texas Tech. It was on the field. It jumped off the screen at some of us, okay? Mm-hmm. And that wasn't going to change. You put him on the Texans. You know, the Texans, Cardinals, and Saints were the three teams that were supposedly interested in coming up and getting him, right? You put him on any one of those three teams, or put him on the Buffalo Bills, who held the pick, or put him on the Chicago Bears, who passed on him and took Mitchell Trubisky at number two, they're all better. They all get better. They're all absolutely better. Is Mahomes go for 50 and 5,000 without Andy Reid? Well, no, because last year all those teams had better defenses, so they wouldn't have had to have scored as much as they did. He wouldn't have thrown it quite as much. But would he still be a great player? Yes, he'd be a great player. Would he be considered the best quarterback in that class? Would he still be talked about? I think we'd be talking about him as one of the best, whereas after winning the Super Bowl this year, I think the general consensus is that he is now the best quarterback in the NFL. And I don't think we'd be there yet. I think we would get there one day because I think he is so good that eventually any team would find their way to an excellent offensive mind and his skills would show out to a great degree. Maybe not to this degree, and maybe Andy Reid has gotten absolutely 100% out of Patrick Mahomes, but I think even a bad offensive coordinator would get like 85, 90% off Patrick Mahomes, if that makes sense. 913-3810-810. Eric, you're in the program. What's up, Eric?
Hey, son. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question about the 17-week schedule. If that occurs, wouldn't it be best for the NFL to have half the league go on bye in week 8 and half the league in week 9? I've always sort of thought that the late bye week teams have a better opportunity to go deeper in the playoffs because they get that rest, you know, right before the playoffs begin. So to make it even out, I would think they'd want to go week 8 and 9.
I listen. I think you're right. I'm trying to rack my brain right here. I don't disagree with your thought process, Eric, and I appreciate the call. Sure. If the goal is to make the season the most fair, you know, like right now people don't get the schedule, but the schedule is absolutely positively as fair as they can make it. It's a mathematical equation based upon last year's results. I can't give you anything better. There's nothing better. I know it you know, well, why do we play the Patriots every year? There for a while. Why do we play the Steelers every year? Because they keep finishing in the same spot. Right, that's why. Against the AFC teams, you're going to play them once every 3 years anyway. And the other 2 years, if you finish at the same spot in the division, in your division, that they do in theirs, then you're a light finisher and you play again. So that's one that people can't get their arms around. The schedule is completely mathematical. The bye week is not a mathematical decision. I mean, it drops in all across, and you're right. I think there are some teams that say, listen, if we could have had a week off early, we could have gotten some guys healthy and maybe gotten on a roll. I mean, I think there are times that teams need the early bye week. The Chiefs, frankly, this year might have been better with the early bye week. Listen, if they didn't have to play one of the games, Tyreek Hill, Eric Fisher, like what was the game? I guess Tyreek Hill was back against the Titans. But against the Titans, they didn't have Eric Fisher, Chris Jones, Anthony Hitchens, who else?
Let me pull up that game log real quick.
Andrew Wiley and maybe even one more starter. You know, that might have been a better week. But the Chiefs, you know, look, ultimately a 16-game and the future a 17-game season, you know, test your depth, and you have to be able to answer the call even when guys go down. And that's why all year, even though they fell behind the Ravens and they were chasing him, I kept telling you I think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC. Because there'll be a game in the postseason where you got to throw it, and they can. And I'm not convinced that the Ravens, when they got to throw it, can throw it. And at least against the Titans, they couldn't do it. And so I think the Chiefs are the best team all year. And I think simply injuries dragged them down, and they fought through it, and we're still a 12-win team with those injuries. That's how strong they were. I don't think that the injuries that the Chiefs had was given enough credit, was talked about enough on a national scale. Now, oh, everybody has injuries. Yeah, but they don't all have their number one wideout, their left tackle, their best pass rusher, like the key positions on their quarterback for two games, one of which they lost. Key positions on the field they played without and still won 12 football games. This was a phenomenal football team, and I would like to see it stay that way, big picture-wise. I don't want to see him rip it down to just make sure that we can continue to enjoy the name on the back of the jersey as opposed to the name on the front. And that's what I fear. What it would take cap-wise to keep a Chris Jones would be about the name on the back of the jersey, Jones, more than it would be on the front, Chiefs. 913-3810-810. We'll take a break. Come back, more of your phone calls next here on the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
I think I should have my own talk show.
You?
That is not a tough job.
It's harder than it looks, Louis.
Oh, please.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're listening to the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're at Hen House, 15,000 West 87th Street. Going pretty fast. Our 810 Super Bowl magazines, we got them. You need them. Come get them. We'd love for you to have one, just celebrating the championship of the Kansas City Chiefs. Great little collector's item for you. And, of course, sample the new CBD American Shaman Sparkling Waters. It is a great opportunity for you to taste them. Two different flavors, CBD American Shaman's new sparkling coconut water with grapefruit and sparkling watermelon juice with strawberry lime. I love the watermelon juice with strawberry lime. I think that one's really good. The coconut one's very good, too, but if I had a preference, I'll go watermelon juice with the strawberry lime. Come check it out. Jed Marshall, a huge fan. You can sample that here. And, of course, while we're here at Hen House till 6 o'clock, all CBD American Shaman stores are offering 30% off on all products. So stock up right now at CBD American Shaman. Find the location nearest you at CBDAmericanShaman.com. You can stock up here at Hen House. Everything you need for the weekend. Get back to the meat counter. Grab yourself some steaks if you want, whatever you want. They'll be happy to take care of you. Here at Hen House, the way they take care of me and my family almost every day. Almost every day I'm in a hen house here in Kansas City. I'm talking a little football, and I do just a little bit deeper because I know I got kind of sidetracked. Eric's question was about why not do half the league on week 8, half on week 9. I think it's a great idea, but I think it makes week 8 and week 9's television choices less. I think they like spreading it out so that they have more television choices, and it would make the Sunday ticket almost useless on those weeks.
And it limits the number of places they can go. I mean, you'd have to have 8 different venues, or if one of them isn't available, you spread it out, you can pick and choose the better venues.
Yeah, if there's a Kenny Chesney concert going or what have you. But I do think, it's one of the things that is interesting is, you know, that sounds great, but like if you take that out and you have 16 teams playing, you have 8 games. One goes on Monday night, one goes on Sunday night, and one goes on Thursday night. You're down to 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Sunday ticket's irrelevant. I already am punting. Like, the Sunday ticket's not enough to keep me. Right? Too much frustration. Number one, it doesn't work very often. Right? That's like every year. It's not working when I start. I have to call and sit on hold with DirecTV for like an hour and a half during the first game. It just sucks. They've already got problems on that, and they need to protect that revenue stream. That would be the fairest thing, Eric. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen for a lot of different reasons. I will talk some NFL and some college basketball. Danny Klingskill's next.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, Kansas has played the number one team in the nation in a true road game once in their history. Who did they play? Brought to you by Good Sense.